Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's still just you and me. I've got a couple of more things I want to talk about. I want to continue a little bit on what I just talked about. I just gave you my tour de force on my righteous indignation and my foresight on what I saw, my reporting on what I saw happening with a new tax law and how I saw it not being fair to small businesses. Even if we did get a tax cut, it still wasn't fair. I paid more to have my return prepared this year, and I did get a cut. I got a little bit of a cut, but I had to fight for it. We had to really fight hard for it, and that's why it cost more money, because we had to interpret the law the best we could. But my return still was more than if I'd been a C-Corp. If I had been a C-Corp, I would have paid less taxes. That's just not right. And corporate America got that break. And so, as I said at the end of the last segment, and by the way, remember the tax deduction, all that stuff that they gave us and said, take it and shut up and go sit back down, all that stuff goes away in 2025. They literally had they were shameless enough to actually put a sundown on the advantages that they did give us. I mean, how shameless is that? How blatant is their disregard for us to do that? I mean, I can't even imagine any of them, Republicans, Democrats, this was all a Republican law, by the way. I got to point that out. How they could do this to small businesses and talk to us that way is, I mean, look, when I say I'm the small business advocate, I take that seriously. And I don't care. You've heard me for 21 and a half years. If you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or you're a mugwump or a Luddite, I don't care what you are, whatever your politics are, if you hurt a small business, I'm going to call you out. And I call the Republicans out on this one. And I'm still mad about it. And I'm going to stay mad about it till they fix it. Speaking of which, we can fix it. We've got to rain our righteous indignation down on Congress. We've got to let them know that this isn't good enough. And we just got to do it, folks. We can't just sit around and hope that they take care of us. We can no longer, someone once said, we can't take what they give us and then complain because we don't like it. We have to let them know what we think. And we have to vote. We have to start voting for people who will take care of us. Because corporate America can take care of themselves. You and I need somebody. We need people to take a little more interest in us. Because we're not organized like corporate America. And so we need some help with that. One other thing before we go to a break here, I want to point out something to you. You know, you know about my predictions. Every year I do some foresight on the coming year. And I published my predictions this year, my 20th edition, on January the 7th, I think, 2019. And in that set of predictions under technology, I said that sometime this year, Facebook, Amazon, I think I said first, Amazon, Facebook, and or maybe Google would announce their own cryptocurrency. That was in January that I predicted that. Well, I don't know if you noticed, but last week, Facebook announced not only a crypto payment plan with their own coin. I don't know what they're calling it yet, but my forecast for one of them having a coin of their own, a crypto coin, like not Bitcoin, but like Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency. There are 2,000 of them. Ethereum is one of them. There's a whole bunch of others. You can create your own coin. I can create my own coin. Facebook has created their own coin. Amazon will follow suit soon, and then they'll be interoperable, as they say. They'll allow cross currency. So you literally, I thought Amazon would go first because they've got a marketplace like eBay, right? You can actually buy and sell. You can almost, in fact, with the now that they own Whole Foods, you could buy your groceries with an Amacoin if they come out with Amacoin. I'm assuming you'd be able to do that. So watch for that. And folks, this is a significant dynamic that we've never had before in America. When this another currency that can be used significantly, there are a big part of your life. You could not even use the dollar, the U.S. dollar. You could literally spend a lot of your world using an Amazon and a Facebook cryptocurrency. So think about those implications. I'm going to be talking more about that. Think about the implications of a giant tech company like Amazon and Google and Facebook having their own cryptocurrency, especially if they allowed cross-collateralization, interoperability, especially if they allowed that among them. You buy and sell on Google, you buy and sell on Facebook, you buy and sell on Amazon, and they allow and they have their own cryptocurrency, and you don't have to use the dollar. You can convert dollars into their coin and then just keep operating inside that with that coin until you have to go outside of their platforms. But as long as you remain in their platforms, you can operate without the dollar. Think about the implications of that long term. Let that run out a little bit farther and see what you think about that. Remember, the strongest asset the U.S. government has is the dollar. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.